Crossing the Delmarva Peninsula, many homes along the way sport names chosen by their owners. But what do they mean? Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill ponders that question.
Some people on the shore give names to their homes, as aristocrats once did in colonial days. I noticed signs riding a bike one day along the Bosman Nevet Road near St. Michael's. The names appear as signs in the front yard or by the mailbox. I believe the signs are an owner's statement to the world about his personal sense of place. The homes are modest and well kept. While names on some signs do seem apt, others are cryptic. Geography may determine names like Pond Point, Winterbottom Point, Breezy Point, for example. I saw one sign, Swan Point. An E had been added to the end of the word point. A suggestion of antiquity, perhaps? Or was it a touch of class, like the OU some put in the word harbor? One homestead is called Daddy's Folly Farm. Did the kids think Daddy was crazy to buy the place? In either case, Daddy got his way. Another name, Up the Creek, could have been inspired by a location, but it may suggest a property mortgage that turned out to be a killer. One can only guess. Some homes declare they are farms. They are not. Calling your place a farm evokes a romantic sense of place rather than identifying a function. On one spread, Saddler's Cove Farm, for instance, a house stood in a small airport with a nearby hangar, its windsock streaming in the breeze. Better those owners are fibbing about a farm rather than to have truly bought the farm. Consistent with the rural ambience along the Bosman Nevet Road is a sign that reads Grand View. It's located as though divinely appointed next to a cemetery. One day, I saw an elderly man riding on a mower. The mower was stopped, engine off, parked just before a gravestone around which new flowers grew. The man sat there, still, eyes fixed on the stone, and he appeared as though he were deep in thought. I was certain that he was visiting with someone he loved who had been interred there not long ago. He misses them. He dropped by to tell them so. One sign read Hidden Pleasure. It piqued my curiosity. I slowed down while looking carefully up the driveway to see more. There was nothing visible but trees. What did these folks like doing, I wondered. The sign also pictured a goose. But, seeing no other hints, I moved on, still wondering. Riding past Plenary, I felt chastened. I recall the phrase plenary indulgence from my childhood catechism. A plenary indulgence remits in full all the temporal punishments that one incurs for their sins. Whether that included thoughts as well as deeds, I've never been sure. We've named our home. When we first looked at the house, it was not love at first sight. The house looked weird, like a bunkhouse. We dismissed the thought of buying it, but then returned once more just for a second look. It still looked weird, but we fell in love with it and bought it. Our sign in front of our house reads, Second Look. George Merrill, On the Shore.